This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
At Village Green Apothecary, we're passionate about healthy living. Our pharmacists and nutritionists have developed our own brand of over 100 pathway products with optimum purity and maximum potency. Our products are specially formulated to be well absorbed by your body. And now through June 15th, you can save 25% off pathway products. Just mention that you heard about Pathway on Federal News Radio. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and both of us try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And you can tune in next week to hear Dr. Pissarro interview Dr. Barry Roenkamp. He's a doctor of osteopathy. They will discuss natural medicine and the subject called andropause. Reminding you also that this show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. If you can't hear us every Sunday at 10 a.m., then you can stream it through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember to visit the Village Green site or the store at Cedar Lane. They're the experts, and you can get expert advice on the site, myvillagegreen.com, and at the Cedar Lane Apothecary store. So the store and the website should be your resource for a wide variety of all kinds of superior supplements from many manufacturers, but take a good look at Village Green's own Pathway products. And reminding you that that sale is still on through July 17th. Huge discounts, 30% off Pathway products, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off body care products. So make sure you visit the store or go on the site. Now, before we start with our guest, I wanted to go over some of the topic with you. We are talking with Dr. Chris Moore about the benefits of essential fatty acids for injury recovery and inflammation. So we'll start with a little discussion of inflammation. Now, the word is a Latin word. It's inflammare. It's to set on fire. And it's part of a very complex biological response of vascular tissues to both harmful stimuli such as pathogens, damaged cells, or irritants, and just physical irritation. Inflammation is a protective attempt. It's not always bad. It's a protective attempt by the system to remove the injurious stimuli and to initiate what we call the healing process. And inflammation is not a synonym for infection. Even in cases where inflammation is caused by infection, the two are not synonymous. Infection is caused by an exogenous, or what we call external, pathogen, while inflammation is one of the responses of the host or the organism to that pathogen. Now, without inflammation, wounds and infections would never heal. So when you hear us talk about inflammation, we're often emphasizing the downside of it. But progressive destruction of the tissue would compromise the survival of the organism. So there has to be a limit to the inflammatory process. And chronic inflammation can lead to a whole host of diseases, such as hay fever, allergies, atherosclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis. And it is for that reason that inflammation is normally closely regulated by the body. So while we need it, we don't need excesses of it. And it can be classified as acute or chronic. So acute inflammation is the initial response of the body to these harmful stimuli, and it's achieved by the increased movement of plasma and leukocytes, special cells, from the blood into the injured tissues. Now, you're going to get swelling when this happens, because the body is bringing all the attack organisms into the area. And what happens is there's a cascade of biochemical events that occurs, and the inflammatory response continues. And it involves the local vascular system, the immune system, and many cells within the injured tissue. This, again, is why there's swelling when you have injury. So prolonged inflammation then gets called chronic. So if acute keeps on going, then you get chronic inflammation. And that leads to the shift in the type of cells that present at the site of inflammation. And it's also characterized by destruction and healing of the tissue from the inflammatory process. It's pretty complex. And what can cause inflammation? We mentioned it earlier, but burns, chemical irritants, frostbite, toxins, infections by pathogens, physical injury, whether it's blunt or penetrating, trauma, immune reactions due to hypersensitivity, ionizing radiation, and foreign bodies, including splinters, dirt, and debris. So most of us have experienced those signs. What are the cardinal signs of inflammation? Rubor, which means redness, calor, which means increased heat, tumor, which means swelling, dolor, which means pain, and the loss of function. So you have redness, increased heat, swelling, pain, and loss of function. And you've experienced this yourselves. When you've had an inflammation, you put your hand on the area that's inflamed, you can feel the heat radiating. Now, let's talk a little bit about some basics on the fatty acids. We're focusing today on the omega-3s, but I wanted to focus on the three important fatty acids, and there are many more, but I'm just focusing on these right now. Omega-9, omega-6, and omega-3 fatty acids. Now, omega-9 is actually made in the body. It's called oleic acid, and it comes from olive, safflower, almond, avocado, and coconut, and they're oils. It's a healthy oil. We call these the Mediterranean oils. And this oleic acid, omega-9, should be more abundant in our diets. It's very healthful. It's not considered essential because we do make it, but it is healthy to use. And that term essential is very tricky. It doesn't assume that if it's not essential, then you don't need it. Essential simply means you have to consume it, you have to get it in the diet because your body does not make it. And the omega-6s and the omega-3s are not made in the body. Now, omega-6 is so abundant that we tend to get more than we need. And when we get more omega-6, we can experience more inflammation. When we get more omega-3, we experience the resolution or anti-inflammatory effects. And this, again, is a balance. Now, omega-6 fatty acids are generally called linoleic acid and gamma linoleic acid. And they come from corn, safflower, and their oils, evening primrose oil, sunflower, and their oils, borage, and vegetables. So most people get a lot of omega-6, especially in refined foods where corn oil is commonly used. The omega-3 fatty acids, called alpha-linolenic acid, and the alpha-linolenic acid is ALA. That is from vegetable sources. It does not give us the essential EPA and DHA. And to get that, we have to convert the ALA, and it takes a lot of conversion. So the vegetable sources of omega-3s, beans, nuts, seeds, they have to convert. It's very inefficient. It takes an awful lot of ALA to convert to EPA and DHA. And just for your information, cats don't do this. This is why cats have to be carnivores. They cannot convert vegetable sources. So if you're giving your cats flaxseed oil, they may get some benefit, but they're not going to convert to EPA and DHA. It's EPA and DHA we need. For anti-inflammation, DHA is part of brain development, and one of the major blockers to these fatty acids are margarines. And the margarine use since the 1930s has a multi-generational effect on many generations of people. What I'm saying is when parents consume margarine, trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils, the downside affects three generations. And it takes three generations to correct what three generations did. And what do margarines do? They block the brain EPA and DHA. They affect negatively reproduction and all of the wonderful things that the essential omega-3 fatty acids impact upon. So when we have a deficiency of omega-3, and in Western cultures, our deficiencies are significant, what we see is poor cell membrane structure. This is a core issue. If your membranes aren't functioning well, this is core to life. And aging involves hardening and poor functioning of cell membranes, and that occurs with omega-3 deficiencies. Impaired brain development. That is extremely important. This is why omega-3s are so important. In prior to getting pregnant, they help with fertility, and they help with conception, and they are particularly important to the developing fetus. There is a huge difference in fetal brain development in mothers who have adequate omega-3 versus mothers who do not. Now, omega-3 deficiencies can show up as cognitive decline, and this can occur in children and young adults, old adults, and the elderly. It affects vision, and there is a significant reduction in vision acuity when omega-3 fatty acid intake declines. It affects mood and behavior, extremely important. As we look at the amount of antidepressants that are used in modern societies, and we look at omega-3 fatty acid deficiencies, it is no accident or coincidence that they are connected. You also get infertility, growth delays in fetal and infants, general inflammation, and we will focus on that beginning with the next segment, immune dysfunction, cardiovascular diseases, skin conditions from eczema to dermatitis, hard ear wax, most people aren't aware of that symptom, and frequent urination or excess thirst. So when you get when you come back with us after this brief break, we'll be talking to Dr. Chris Moore about the omega-3s, injury recovery, and inflammation. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale is sizzling hot. Now through July 17th, you can get sizzling summer savings on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on the popular Top Quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements and save 20% on natural body care products. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale. Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And today, our guest is Dr. Christopher Moore, and he will be speaking to us on the benefits of healthy fatty acids for injury recovery and inflammation. And we're really honored to have Dr. Moore on the show. He's a consultant to media outlets, including Discovery Health Channel, and he's been a nutrition expert in many venues, including CBS, NBC, ABC. I especially like his articles in Sports Nutrition, Men's Fitness magazine. He is the advisor on Sports Nutrition to Men's Fitness and has written over 500 articles for the consumer publications, newspapers, and websites. So he also writes for Men's Health, Weight Watchers magazine, and Fitness magazine, just to name a few. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you. Welcome. Great to be here.
Well, let's get started on our topic. Go ahead and cover the essential fatty acids and especially the issues with regard to recovery and inflammation.
Yeah, it's such an important topic. And I guess I'll backtrack a little bit just to kind of give the listeners just an idea of omega-3 fatty acids, what they are exactly. First and foremost, one thing I hear a lot is that, all fats are bad. If I'm trying to lose weight, I need to cut out fat in my diet or at least reduce it. And the fact of the matter is we need to really look at the quality of the foods we're eating, not just the quantity. And what I mean by that is, fat can be fantastic for you and is fantastic for you when you choose the right types. So, for example, when I say you should reduce fat, what I mean is that you need to reduce the trans fat in your diet or reduce a lot of the saturated fat in your diet. On the flip side, though, things like omega-3 fats or monounsaturated fats, like from olive oil and nuts and foods like that, are fantastic for you. And we, as a country, need to eat more of those because most people, unfortunately, are not eating enough.
Well, I'm glad to hear you speak to the subject of eating the right fats. I couldn't agree with you more on this, Chris.
Yeah, it really is. I think more people need to be educated on that because, again, just saying I'm going to cut out fat or reduce fat is a blanket statement. It's really the same thing as saying I'm going to cut out carbohydrates or reduce carbohydrates. Sure, there are some that are that are horrible for you, but there are others that are fantastic for you. So it's not just about the quantity of foods that we eat. It's also the quality that we need to really focus on as well.
Nutrient density, as we refer to it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, how do they play a role in this injury recovery and inflammation, which is so important to sports, and we have a lot of listeners who are athletic and suffer from sports injuries for sure?
Yeah, well, see, how they work in the body, I guess one of the many ways they work, and what we're going to talk about today is by reducing inflammation. So most Americans, unfortunately, eat way too many of the unhealthy fats. And when I say unhealthy, I'm referring to, there's lots of unhealthy fats, but in this particular case, I'm referring to the omega-6 fats. Now, interestingly, omega-6 fats are also essential, which means we have to get them from the diet, and our bodies don't make them. So they are essential, But the issue is we don't get enough, or excuse me, we get too many of them. And omega-6 fats, the reason these are interestingly good and bad, is that they're essential, like I said, but we get a ton of them from foods like vegetable oils, or a lot of the packaged foods that we eat that have these oils added to them. And these increase the inflammation in our body. So while they are essential, they increase the inflammation, and this is where the role of recovery comes into play, whereas omega-3 fats reduce that inflammation. So how does inflammation help with recovery? Well, we need to look at the joint health and joint integrity, especially for endurance athletes who are putting a lot of miles on the road, whether it's running or biking, for example, or people who are lifting weights. And again, that intensity over time can put extra stress on the joints. I'm not saying you shouldn't exercise, but we need to look at how to recover healthfully from these activities.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because injury is so important today and the omega-3s. Let's talk a little bit about sources for omega-3s and supplements and what the difference is between getting food sources and taking the supplements.
Yeah, great question. And basically, you get omega-3 fats you can get from a variety of sources. And really, not to complicate the issue, but omega-3 fats is actually also a kind of an umbrella term. So there are several different omega-3 fats, and we get them from a variety of food sources. The omega-3 fats as a whole are, I'll give you the abbreviations because they're very long words, are EPA, DHA, and ALA. And those are, again, those are abbreviations or acronyms for very long words, or not acronyms, but abbreviations. So the difference between those three, the EPA and the DHA, two of those omega-3s, come from fish. And these are the two that have been particularly shown to reduce inflammation in the body and have a lot of the other health benefits that go along with omega-3 fats. So, again, these come from fish, and these come from fish oil. Now, the other type, and I bring this up, the most common questions that I get, but the other type is ALA, and that comes from a lot of the vegetable sources of omega-3 fats. And vegetable sources are things like flaxseed or flax oil, almonds, walnuts, hemp seed, chia seed. These are all great sources of the other omega-3, ALA, but that is very different from the other two omega-3s. So when we're talking about this, those are also healthy, but I want people to focus on the ones that come from fish and fish oil, in addition to the others.
I'm so glad you mentioned this. And when we talk about the fish oil, the purity of the fish oil is what's so important. I know a lot of people are concerned with the oil spills, and even more than ever, we are concerned about the health of the fish that we are consuming.
Right. Well, yeah, we have to be. I mean, the current oil spill in the Gulf has brought that to light more than ever. But really, just when you look at the health of fish as a whole, there's been some issues, and we've probably all heard about the mercury contamination and other contaminants that fish may be getting or may have in their bodies just from living in the sea and from pollution and things like that. So when we talk about purity of fish oil, that's such an important issue, because if we're taking a fish oil supplement, we, of course, want to be doing something good for our bodies, not taking impurities, taking mercury. And what's scary is pretty recently, if within a few months, a lot of the popular brands of fish oil were actually tested, and a lot of them came back with high levels of contaminants. And these were trusted brands that most people would consider high-quality brands. So you have to be very careful with the purity of your product.
How can a consumer identify a product that is pure? Are there certain notations on the label that they should be observing?
Yeah, well, there's a few things that I always tell people to look for. And one of the keys, and you would not actually see this on the label, but I would investigate and call the company just to see if they're reputable, and not just talk to somebody, but ask for something called third-party testing. And what that means basically is you're calling up the company and asking if they have third-party testing to assess the quality of their product. And third-party means it's independent of you know, of course, if you call the company, they're going to say their product is great. But now we have this independent lab or assay telling us that this product is clean. And, you know, one product, Nordic Naturals, is a fish oil product. They provide third-party testing for all of their products to show that it is free of these impurities that I mentioned. So I think that's an important one. Again, that's not something you'd see on the label, but that's something I highly suggest to ensure that you're getting a quality product. The other term I'd look for on a fish oil label is something called molecularly distilled. And it will say that on the label, but again, that's a distillation process to ensure that the oil you're taking has been cleared and ensured that it is free from those contaminants that we talked about.
And we want non-solvent molecular distillation.
Correct, exactly, because that's another issue. And again, you probably wouldn't see that on the label, so that's why it's so important to talk about this, to call the company and see what, to check on the process of the distillation.
Well, my understanding, too, is that products that come from Norway are more pure because their standards are more strict than U.S. standards.
Exactly. The European companies do have stricter standards as a whole, and it does come – the fish product, the final product, comes from Norway. And what's interesting is Nordic Naturals has actually a patented process for their fish oil. So it's all processed right in the Norway facility, oxygen-free, which is important because – if you've ever had the experience like I have in the past of taking a fish oil and tasting it, burping it up, that's pretty disgusting. Pretty much tells you that your fish oil is rancid. Well, you don't want oxygen to get to the oil because that will increase how quickly that happens. So by doing this, Nordic has it in the oxygen-free processing plant to ensure the freshness. It's one more step that they take to ensure the freshness and purity of their product.
I'm glad you explained that because many of the less expensive omega-3 fatty acid supplements are attractive to the consumer who's trying to save money, but they need to know that when they pay for quality, when you have a quality product, they're going to be paying for that quality.
Yeah, you're going to get more bang for your buck. Again, you want to be taking something. This isn't a place where I'd want you to cut corners. I want you to make sure you're getting a quality product with high levels of those omega-3s. But again, I mean, do you want to be taking something that may have contaminants in it? Absolutely not. I trust the brand from a perspective that my whole family takes it, including our one-year-old daughter. So I think that alone, obviously, we wouldn't give it to her if we didn't trust the quality and know of the quality of the product.
Well said, and we're going to continue this conversation in the next segment. I want to remind our listeners that they are on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and I am Dana Lake, your host. We're glad you joined us, and I am reminding you again about the sale at Village Green. It's been going on, and it ends July 17th, so you still have time to get 30% off Pathway products, 25% off all other brands, including the practitioner lines, and 20% off body care products. So stay with us. We will be right back after the break with Dr. Chris Moore on omega-3s, injury recovery, and inflammation.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com.
MegaFood.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
It's time for Village Green Apothecary's Big Summer Sale. Now through July 17th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on natural body care products. Visit our store at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Don't miss Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Listeners, I want to remind you to tune in next week to hear Dr. Pissarro interview Dr. Barry Roenkamp. He's a doctor of osteopathy, and he will discuss natural medicine and the subject called andropause. So please tune in every Sunday, 10 a.m. Now, we've been talking with Dr. Christopher Moore on the benefits of essential fatty acids for injury recovery and inflammation, and we have a lot more tidbits, good information for you as listeners, something that you can take home and start with today. So, Chris, let's fill in a little more information for our listeners.
All right. So, a little bit more information. You know, basically, My first focus, and we look at the governing bodies in terms of some of their recommendations, and of course the science out there, and really there's thousands of studies on omega-3s, and I think what's important is a lot of times people ask me, well, you know, is this another miracle product, one of those, you know, over-the-counter people infomercial type products that's going to be a fly-by-night thing? And the answer is no, it's not a miracle product, number one. There's actually, like I said, thousands of studies to support a lot of the data with omega-3s, and really where this started, it wasn't just some scientist or some marketer starting in his basement saying, hey, we try to make some money off these omega-3s. What happened was actually several decades ago, researchers started looking at heart disease rates around the world, and what they found, and of course the diets that went along with the populations to see if there was a correlation. Well, what they found was that Eskimos had actually one of the lowest rates of heart disease in the entire world. But interestingly, their diet was almost 70% coming from dietary fat. Now, you'd first look at that and think, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. Everyone says reduce your fat, and we talked about this earlier. Well, what they found is, you know, think about what an Eskimo would primarily eat and where a lot of their diet is coming from, and that's fish, seal, and great sources of omega-3 fats. So I'm not suggesting that everyone should run out and start looking for seal and their local seafood market. But what they found is that they're taking this very high level of omega-3 fats, and they have one of the lowest heart disease rates in the entire world. There must be a correlation, and there was. So when they looked at all the other factors and isolated out these two, they realized what a strong correlation there was and what a powerful role these omega-3 fats play in the overall diet and reducing the risk of heart disease is one of the many benefits.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is sometimes I have a difficult time as a practitioner talking to some people about increasing their fats, the good fats, and the omega-3s, especially those that tend to have eating disorders. They want to avoid all fats, and the Eskimo population is an excellent example.
Right, exactly. And that, I mean, the eating disorder population is definitely a key one with in terms of needing essential fats. I mean, of course, everybody does, but I mean, one of the, you know, we think about heart health is one of the common ones. We think about inflammation, but omega-3 fats play a role in hair quality. And a lot of times people who don't eat enough fat, or, you know, people with eating disorders sometimes lose their hair. Well, omega-3 fats play a role with that in helping maintain that quality of the hair, or hopefully helping people not lose their hair. So it's, again, it's not just heart. It's actually eyes. It's brain. The majority of fat that is in the brain is one of the omega-3 fats. So it's interesting that, you know, on both ends of the spectrum, from infants, really younger than infants, from the fetus all the way up to the elderly, from the fetus level in the developing brain, and then in the elderly who may be losing cognitive function, omega-3 fats play a role in both ends of the spectrum. And there's a significant amount of data on both ends of how important omega-3 fats truly are.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, because it's hard to impress people enough with the scope of omega-3s. You mentioned the fetal development through elderly, heart, hair, skin, vision, brain. We know hormones. There is so much. Let's focus a little bit more on how they are anti-inflammatory.
Okay, great. So basically, they play a role with some of the hormones in the body, and so I talked about some of the foods that increase inflammation, but then omega-3 fats play a role in decreasing inflammation. And again, they play a role with some hormones in the body, and there's a long kind of a chemical process, so to speak, of how these play a role. And without going into all that complicated technical jargon, very simply, when you increase your intake of omega-3s. And decrease the intake of the pro-inflammatory foods, that pathway, the inflammation pathway in the body, shifts in the right direction for where we want it. And it's not just fats. You know, carbohydrates play a role. If people eat too much sugar and refined carbohydrates, they increase their inflammation as well. So one thing that I like to stress is, you know, we're talking and stressing the importance of omega-3 fats, but these aren't a magic bullet, like I mentioned earlier. If you just solely add omega-3 fats to your diet and not do anything else, that's like putting a Band-Aid on the problem. We need to also look at reducing other less healthy fats in pro-inflammatory foods.
Excellent, excellent. So inflammation is not just about sports injury recovery. It's about the joints. It's about the inflammation in the cardiovascular system. In the lungs, in the bowel, patients have inflammation that can be widespread, and as we age, inflammation increases. Now, is there a difference in the needs of omega-3s between males and females?
There may be. Typically, from what I've seen with males and females, I haven't seen a ton of data. I've heard some suggestions or ideas from folks that there may be. Typically, what they look at, from governing bodies like the American Heart Association, it's not as much a gender thing as more of from a health standpoint. So, for example, the American Heart Association suggests if someone has heart disease, whether that is male or female, they should be taking, definitely eating fish up to 12 ounces a week, but then also looking at a fish oil supplement or an omega-3 supplement they suggest 1 gram a day. Or if someone has high triglycerides, again, regardless of the gender, looking at upwards of 4 grams a day of those omega-3 fats. So I think it's more from a health perspective, more than a gender perspective, because I think that both males, females, young, old, everyone in between would benefit from a fish oil.
And that 1 gram is in approximately 1 to 2 capsules of most of the omega-3s on the market.
Can be, and I think what's a really important point to stress is when I say 1 gram, and I should have clarified, what I mean is not just one total gram of omega-3s, but 1 gram of the specific omega-3s, EPA and DHA. So it's 1 gram of those two particular omega-3s, and that is something on the label that you'll be able to see when you look at the ingredient label. And I think that's very, very important because the total number, total omega-3s, is not as important because there's such a difference in the concentration of products that are available.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned that because, as you mentioned before, ALA, which is the precursor to EPA and DHA, may be in a higher concentration in some of the capsules. And what
right.
we really want is that EPA DHA.
Correct. And I think an important point as well is a lot of times people say that, well, doesn't my body make EPA and DHA from that other one, ALA? So, for example, if I take flax oil or flaxseed, isn't my body going to make the other omega-3s? And it used to be thought that there was a fairly decent conversion in the body of about 15%. But more research has actually shown that it's as low as 0.1% of a conversion from ALA to the other EPA and DHA. So basically, what I'm saying is if I eat flaxseed, I'm getting a very, very low percentage of conversion to if I was instead getting an EPA or DHA product.
Excellent. I am so glad you mentioned that because this is something that the public is not aware of. I'd like you, we're winding up on our interview with you, and I'm sorry we don't have more time, but we will invite you back again, Dr. Moore, for more information. I think you're a wealth of information. Do you have a final tidbit for our listeners?
Yeah, I think the final tidbit is, number one, increase the fish in your diet. So we definitely want to eat clean, pure fish. Wild salmon is one of the best sources of omega-3s. That is also happens to be low in mercury. So definitely do that. The American Heart Association suggests up to 12 ounces per week. So don't shy away from that recommendation. But then in addition, fish oil products, fish oil supplements, clean, pure fish oil supplements like Nordic Naturals, provide a high-quality DHA and EPA combination that are clean, that are pure, and are something that people can benefit from in so many ways. But then again, like I said, it's not just adding these to your diet, but also reducing some of the pro-inflammatory foods, such as the high sugar, refined carbohydrates, and a lot of other unhealthy fats from our diet. Fat is healthy. It's making the right choices.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Moore, for joining us. We appreciate the information and look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here, and I hope everyone got something from this.
I do, too. And I want to remind the listeners to take advantage of the sale going on at Village Green right now. It's been going on since June 16th, and it ends July 17th. You don't have much time. 30% off Pathway products, 25% off all other brands, including the practitioner lines, and 20% off body care products. So please visit Village Green. Want to remind you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, listeners. We will be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. Both of us try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please remember to tune in next week to hear Dr. Passaro interview Dr. Barry Bowenkamp on natural medicine and andropause, and get down to Village Green for their big sale. It goes on until July 17th. Wonderful sale. Let's talk a little bit about winding up on our subject of omega-3s, the uses of omega-3s, and the way that you can get omega-3 in the diet. First of all, three easy ways to increase your omega-3s. Eating more greens. Greens, beans, nuts, and seeds have omega-3, but as we said, it's the precursor to omega-3 ALA. And for many humans, the conversion of ALA to the necessary EPA and DHA is inefficient. But we get a lot of benefit from greens beyond the omega-3 precursor. Eat healthier meats. Cows raised on grass produce meat, milk, and cheese with many more omega-3s than their corn or soy-fed counterparts. This is important. Chickens fed a diet rich in flax and greens produce eggs that are high in EPA and DHA, almost as high as some species of fish. So that's an important one. And eat fish. Fish can also be a sustainable part of a new diet, as moderate fish consumption will be more effective when our diet has fewer omega-6s. Try to eat at least two meals of fish per week. Actually, 12 ounces per week is more optimum. Fish oil supplements can also help. They're very, very important. These fish oil supplements, especially with companies like Nordic Naturals, the products that come from Norway and from most of the European countries are much more pure. And why? Because they're more strict in their standards of removing toxins. And what we learned from our speaker today is when you try and buy omega-3s, you need to look for some of these items. Is there third-party testing? You may not know it on the label. You'd have to contact the company. Is there an independent lab that is testing the product and giving the quality? Also, it should say on the label that it's molecularly distilled. And non-solvent is something that they should brag about. This is important in purity. So these are just good ways to improve the omega-3. And then 10 easy ways to reduce omega-6s. Replace processed cereal with cereal or oatmeal that contains flaxseed. Make your own salad dressing with a mix of canola and olive oil. Eat less fast food because it's all high in omega-6 seed oils. Look for potato chips that are fried in canola oil rather than cottonseed, soy, safflower, or sunflower oil. And substitute walnuts for other nuts when you can, because they're a nut that's very high in omega-3s. Make your own baked goods, replacing half the butter with canola oil or olive oil. And check food labels to avoid hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oils. The reason for this is trans fatty acids are direct antagonists to omega-3 fatty acids. They get into the cell membranes, they get into the brain. They disturb development, they disturb reproduction, they disturb immunity, cardiovascular health. This is the single worst item introduced into our diets ever. And they came in the 30s, the trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils. They have no place in human consumption. And they have created a plethora of problems in the health of cardiovascular health, immunity, brain health, fertility, reproduction, mother's milk quality, and cancer. The trans fatty acids promote cancers. And avoid omega supplements that contain too much of omega-6 relative to omega-3. And there are tests that can be done so that you can find out what the status of your omega-3s, 6s, 9s, and trans fats are. It's a red blood cell membrane analysis. And that is the most specific kind of analysis for determining the status of omega-3 fatty acids. Now, let's talk about some of the studies that support what we've been telling you in general. An interesting one on rheumatoid arthritis, swollen joint, tender joints, and chronic pain and inflammation. Omega-3 fatty acid infusions as part of the therapy in rheumatoid arthritis, significant improvement. It indicates that when there were infusions of omega-3 fatty acids, they were well tolerated. They improved the clinical symptoms, or reduced is the better way to say it, of rheumatoid arthritis. And then subsequent oral administration of the omega-3 fatty acids then prolonged the beneficial effects of the initial infusion therapy. And this, I think this was a significant finding. It's a 2009 article. Chronic disease, triglycerides, cholesterol, and inflammation. And associations of very high intakes of EPA and DHA, these high intakes are associated with biomarkers of chronic disease risk. And this is among the Eskimos. And it means that increasing EPA and DHA intakes to amounts well above those consumed by the general United States population has extremely strong beneficial effect on chronic disease risk, meaning it reduces chronic disease. So the recommendations that we've been seeing that we need a gram may work for very healthy individuals with very good diets. But those that have compromises, those that have been consuming margarines or have parents and grandparents that consume margarine, will have much higher needs and may need 2, 3, or 4 grams a day. Very interesting study. Prostate cancer and inflammation. And this was a case-controlled study involving 446 men with aggressive prostate cancer and 478 age and ethnically matched controls. Increased intake of long-chain omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids was strongly associated with decreased risk of aggressive prostate cancer. This is important. Gentlemen, please listen. The authors concluded that their findings supported the fact that the omega-3 fatty acids have a significant impact on prostate inflammation, reducing it, and the tendency toward cancer, reducing it. And it was through what they call the COX-2 enzymatic pathway, for those of you who have more of a science background. But the bottom line is, eat healthy fish. And I have a handout called Fishy Facts, and I am glad to send it to you. You can contact me at Dana Lake at AOL.com. That's DanaLaake at AOL.com. And I'll send you the fishy facts. You can also go on the Environmental Working Group site, and you can get their information on healthy fish. I can tell you that wild salmon is healthy, and sardines, they are among the healthiest in omega-3s and other good omega fatty acids because they're young. They haven't developed a lot of toxins. They're small fish and young fish, so sardines are an excellent source as well. We talked about cardiovascular disease, hyperlipidemia and inflammation and omega-3s, and study after study shows that the omega-3 fatty acids are anti-inflammatory and cardioprotective in those with high blood lipids. That's cholesterol, triglycerides, and LDL. And supplementation, another study, with omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, and vitamin C benefits children with moderately persistent bronchial asthma. Asthma is a very common problem right now, and this was a nice randomized study, and it was placebo-controlled. It involved 60 children with moderate to persistent asthma, and they supplemented daily with omega-3 fatty acids, and it was only 100 milligrams, which is 1 gram. That's not a lot. And it went on for 6 weeks, but they do suggest that these supplements, including the omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin C, and zinc, offer significant benefits to children with a moderate persistent asthma. One final piece of information on omega-3s and a breakthrough in treating premature babies. This was in Science Daily, and it was an Australian study. It's absolutely fascinating. And they found that the major lipid in the brain, the omega-3 fatty acid called DHA, is very important. And children who did not develop sufficiently and were born before 33 weeks of gestation had impaired mental development because of the lack of DHA. And using just 1,000 milligrams per day administered to lactating mothers with preterm infants, the result was that the infants improved. And I find this fascinating. They improved in their cognition and mental development. And premature girls in particular who got the DHA benefited, but the boys did not. And this goes along with the idea that males have much higher needs for DHA to have a healthy brain. So this makes a lot of sense and connects other findings. Now, we have covered a lot. I did want to mention that C-reactive protein concentrations, this is a test we've told you to get through your physician. The C-reactive protein concentration can actually decrease, and lower is better. Lower reduces heart risk. Lower is associated with less inflammation. And we can reduce it with dietary intake of omega-3 fatty acids. So this is another important finding, and again, a pretty recent study in 2008. I wish we had more time to go over this subject. It is an important subject. I do want to remind you about the sale at Village Green. I also want to thank you for tuning in, and I wanted to thank Chris Moore for being on the show and sharing so much information with you. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. You are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale is sizzling hot. Now through July 17th, you can get sizzling summer savings on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on natural body care products. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.